This is the Chip Kelly one-on-one presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach, how have the players approached coming back to work here? Tough loss on Sunday with such an important game on Saturday night.
The same way they've always approached it. They come back, you know, we make the corrections from the previous game, and then we get on to our next opponent.
So there's, I mean, fans out there wonder, there's nothing different that changes from week to week. You got to keep everything the same.
Well, we have to change our schedule slightly because we play a game on Saturday, so we're on a short week schedule. But besides that, we're pretty routine in what we do.
All right, let's get into the game here. The Washington front, tough, aggressive, fast. What kind of challenge does that provide for the offense?
We got a lot of big guys up front, you know, led by Terrence Knight and Chris Baker inside. Two big physical run stoppers, two outstanding defensive ends, and Trent Murphy and Kerrigan, who's one of the better defensive end outside linebackers in the league. You know, so they can really, they don't blitz very much because they don't have to blitz. I think they can stop the run with their front, and they've done a good job of it all year long. You know, it'll be a tough task for us getting ready for this week and preparing for the individual movements they do up front, and then just preparing against some really good players.
Is Kerrigan a speed guy, power guy? Is he?
He's everything. Yeah. He's one of the prototypical outside linebackers. He can beat you with speed. He can beat you with power.
And their secondary, they've had some injuries. They've still functioned. Seems like they've moved a couple of pieces around. How have they played?
Well, they moved D'Angelo Hall, who's an outstanding corner, into safety, and I think that's really helped them solidify a few things. And Breland is one of the better corners, especially in our division, that we face a lot, and he's played well against us in every matchup we've had with him. Deshaun Golson is another free safety that's been an outstanding player, was a really good player in San Francisco and Tampa, and now is doing a great job for them. So they've got a good group that backs up that real good front.
Chip, when you play one team and then a second time, does a lot change? Do you notice a lot changes from one game to another?
Personnel changes, you know, from an injury standpoint. There's some new guys, obviously, on the back end for them, so they'll see some new and different faces from that standpoint. So schematically, they're not going to change. You know, they're not going to come out and play a brand-new defense against us. They're going to do what they do. We're going to do what we do. And it was a close game last time we played them. It came down to the last play of the game, basically. And, you know, we've got to do everything we can to make sure that we're ready to execute on Saturday.
You've spoken very highly of Kirk Cousins in the past. Mm-hmm. What's he done so well?
He's extremely accurate. I think he's got a very good command of what they're doing. He great knowledge as a quarterback. You can tell he studies and works at it. And then you just seen him increase. I think he's got 7 300-yard games this year. He's got a very, very high completion percentage. He's got some outstanding receivers with Reed, specifically the tight end, that's really doing some damage right now. It's a good mix because they can run the ball with Alfred Morris, but then they run the play actions off of it and the nakeds off of it. They really, you know, kind of test you, and you can't have everybody swarm to the ball because he is a mobile quarterback also. So I think there's a challenge in facing a quarterback that's that accurate and that mobile.
He seems like he's also a really confident guy, and somebody kind of the players seem to respond to his play and to his fiery demeanor.
I think so. I mean, we just watch a game tape,
right.
So I don't want to
get
a whole heck of a lot of the interaction in between the games, but he is executing at a very high level right now.
Having just come off Arizona that likes to go vertical, is this team kind of similar in that they go vertical that often?
They do. They do it all. Yeah. You know, they're a West Coast-based offense. They can run. They run a lot of shallow crosses with big routes behind it. They will go deep and play in the play-action game off their run game. They got a real good extensive quick game that will give you some no-backs. I think you have to be prepared for everything when you're going to face this offense.
Chip, thank you very much. Merry Christmas and good luck on Saturday night.